Seattle futures closed lower on Friday, but higher week to week. LMIC says liquidation will likely continue in the nation's beef cow herd. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 1st of June. Negotiated cash fed cattle prices continued to cross a broad range last week. On a live basis, prices were steady to $5 lower than the Texas Panhandle at $115 to $120 hundredweight, $5 less in Kansas at $115, steady to $7 lower in Nebraska at $112 to $120, and steady to a dollar higher in the Western Corn Belt at $115. Dress prices were steady to $12 lower in Nebraska at $178 to $190, and $5 to $15 lower in the Western Corn Belt at $175 to $185. Through Thursday, the 5-area direct weighted average steer price was $115.65 a hundredweight on a live basis and $183.30 in the beef. Week to week, that was $1.64 lower and 45 cents lower, respectively. Cattle futures closed lower Friday, likely influenced by weekend and month-end position squaring. Never mind wonderments about how much packers are currently supporting fed cattle prices relative to the lower levels suggested by fundamentals. Live cattle futures closed an average of $1.30 lower on Friday, across a range of 7 cents lower at the back to $1.75 lower in spot June. Week to week, however, they closed an average of $1.62 higher, from 95 cents higher to 227 higher. Barring a resurgence of COVID-19 or some other unforeseen circumstance, recent slaughter data suggests the worst of COVID-19 packing disruptions may be over. USDA estimated cattle slaughter for the week at 524,000 head, which was 31,000 head fewer or 5.6% less than the previous week, keeping in mind it was a holiday week. Compared to the same week last year, estimated slaughter was 64,000 head fewer, or 10.9% less. For perspective, the week ending May 2nd might be the ebb in packing capacity, when USDA estimated cattle slaughter at 425,000 head, which was 36.8% less, or 248,000 head fewer year over year. Along with the increased slaughter rates, AMS analysts point out meat production is also increasing. They add that the backlog of fed cattle is adding to carcass weights at a time of year when those weights typically decline as calf feds comprise the usual majority of fed cattle. The latest available actual slaughter under federal inspection data is for the week ending May 16th. The average dressed steer weight of 901 pounds was 5 pounds heavier than the previous week and 52 pounds heavier than the same week a year earlier. The average dressed heifer weight of 831 pounds was 2 pounds heavier than the previous week and 43 pounds heavier than last year. As production increases, wholesale beef values continue to adjust lower. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $33.40 lower week to week on Friday at $363.34 a hundredweight. Select was $34.11 lower at $340.07. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, points out that choice box beef prices began the year at just less than $210 a hundredweight. They charged to $459 as COVID-19 reduced packing capacity. Until then, he says the record high price was $263 in May of 2015 when cattle supplies were cyclically snug. Demand for calves and feeder cattle continued to increase last week amid plenty of ongoing uncertainty stemming from the growing backlog of fed cattle and worries about what the economic recession will ultimately mean to beef demand. Nationwide, steers and heifers sold steady to $5 a hundredweight higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Recent fed cattle price strength and the previous week's friendly cattle on feed report helped bolster cattle futures. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.01 lower on Friday across a range of 15 cents lower in spot August to $1.52 lower at the back. Week to week, though, they closed an average of $3.95 higher, from $2.60 higher at the back to $6.55 higher in spot August. Given the calf and feeder cattle prices were depressed during their seasonal peak, Griffiths says it makes logical sense that calf prices won't decline as much moving forward. The market may be fairly stable the next several weeks, he says, until summer heat begins to take over. Feedlot placements for March and April were down a combined 867,000 head from the previous year, suggesting a significant decline in fed cattle marketing, mostly in September and into October, says Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, in his latest market comments. Peel says the delayed placements from March and April will show up starting in May and will be heavier, but the delay will help feedlots have a chance to get current. Major U.S. financial indices closed mixed Friday amid volatile trade relating to rising political tensions between the U.S. and China. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 17 points lower. The S&P 500 closed 14 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 120 points. Disruptions in cattle slaughter due to COVID-19 cloud the picture, but analysts with the Livestock Marketing Information Center expect USDA's July 1st cattle report to reveal further declines in beef cow numbers. In the latest Livestock Monitor, LMIC analysts explain that before the pandemic began disrupting packing plants, weekly beef cow harvest was running well ahead of year-ago levels. Beef cow slaughter was 2% to 20% below year-ago levels for the last 7 weeks. As for heifer slaughter, it's 4% less so far this year compared to 2019. While less heifer slaughter would normally imply the possibility that the current liquidation phase of the cattle cycle is over, LMIC analysts say the decrease in heifer slaughter is misleading for a couple of reasons. First, they say, slaughter disruptions have caused data patterns that are atypical. The backlog of fed cattle is likely skewed towards more heifers, given the fact that lighter expected dressed weights mean heifers can likely stay on feed longer than a heavyweight steer. Second, the LMIC folks note that heifer slaughter should fall below a year ago, given last year's large numbers of heifers on feed and a smaller 2019 calf crop. Lastly, they say producers are cautious after a couple of years of negative returns for cow-calf operations, and many of those are not thinking of expanding. For producers in the West, added worry comes from expanding drought conditions. As for prices and economics, LMIC analysts say expenses and feed costs are expected to be lower, and coal cow values have improved in some areas compared to last year. They also expect fourth quarter calf prices to be similar to those of 2019. All of that suggests cow-calf returns could improve over last year, but those analysts note the outlook is shrouded in uncertainty. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 1st of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.